Joining me in studio is a man who is usually in studio with me, but not on mic, so it's cool to welcome him as a guest for the first time, Jim Nabaldsky, who is the faculty advisor here at WJJW.
Hey, Jake, how you doing? This can't be the first time I've been on the air with you, but...
Me solo, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, it's a
privilege. You used to do it with me and Tim.
Right, but not just you. Well, I'm here to talk about fresh grass.
Okay.
You want to talk about fresh grass? Play some songs, maybe?
Yeah.
All right.
What is it exactly?
Oh, I don't know. It's a mowing the lawn workshop for people who... it is a three-day wonderful event at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in downtown North Adams that, of course, anyone with at MCLA is very familiar with. And I hesitate to call it a bluegrass festival because it's not just bluegrass. That's why they call it fresh grass, because it's a kind of a fusion thing. And we'll talk about some of the bands in a minute. But there's over 50 bands over the 3 days. And for example, the headliner for Saturday night, and we'll hear a tune from them, is Flogging Molly. I don't think they'd be described as bluegrass by most people. Mm-hmm. Celtic rock would certainly be the thing. Also, Saturday is the Indigo Girls. The headliner on Sunday is Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. And it's just a great event. The weather looks good. May even be a little hot on Sunday. Well, not hot like in mid-July this year, but you know, but warm. And it's just it's a great venue. Plenty of room to walk around. Great food trucks, beverages. Mass Mocha has been a good partner in MCLA, and of course, Mass Mocha is a nonprofit organization, so we're happy to promote the show. You can buy a 3-day pass to the festival. That costs costs $119. Sounds like a lot, but trust me, it's well worth it. I bought mine the other day. And you also can buy 1-day passes. For Friday, it's $49. Saturday, it's $74. And Sunday is $69. If you happen to have a child under 6, he or she is free. And there are discounts for students.
Okay.
That's always a good thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of money.
I'm sure you don't.
I spent $50 at the supermarket today, and I know what it feels like to be absolutely broke.
And was it all food?
Yes.
Good. Very good, Jake. The student, so for a 3-day pass for a student is $99, so that's a savings of $20. For Friday, it's $46. You only save $3 there. And for Saturday and Sunday, it's $60, so that's a $14 savings on Saturday and a $9 savings on Sunday. So again, you know, for a college student, it maybe isn't the most affordable thing per se, but I think it's well worth it. Easy walk down there, and like I said, a great venue. And of course, the galleries will be open as part of the ticket price. So if you're inclined to check out the galleries, I haven't been in a while, so that's what I'll do on Friday.
Yeah, and I know that they just opened a new building, right? Since
Building 6. Yeah, I haven't been in yet, but yeah, it's a whole new building. And you know, it's just a word about Mass Mocha. You know, I've been in the area a long time, and when this idea was first conceived in, I think, 1985?
Yeah, it was definitely during the Dukakis era years.
Right. And, you know, at first, obviously, there were, well, I think it's safe to say, a few skeptics. The mayor at the time, John Barrett, who's now our state rep, was behind the project from the get-go. And, well, it took 14 years, I believe, from 1985. I think it officially opened in 99. It took a few years for the funding to come into place, and then of course there was, you know, rehabilitation and renovation and so forth. But if one of the things about Mass Mocha that I think really hits home for local people is so many people in North Adams worked there when it was Sprague Electric. And, you know, when they've come back, whether to attend events or tours for city residents or whatever, they just really are amazed at how the folks at Mass Mocha have transformed, several hundred thousand square foot factory into an arts complex. And
really shifted the entire economy here, too, taking us away from being kind of a... I guess just another old abandoned kind of mill town and really making this a cultural and artistic hub here in Western Massachusetts, where I can tell you, coming from Boston, it's like a whole different world out here in terms of stuff actually being here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Mass MoCA is the largest contemporary art museum in the country. I think it's second biggest in the world, I believe. And for a lot of people, including myself, what I like most about Mass MoCA is all the events that that they offer. You know, not just Freshgrass, but, you know, music and dance and films and lots of other stuff. And sure, I mean, obviously, our state, Massachusetts, has many of those old mill towns that you refer to, and, you know, those days are gone. I worked in factories in Chicopee, Mass, when I was your age, and it's the same everywhere, where that economy has had to be replaced, and Mass MoCA has done it's a big part in helping to transform the economy in North Berkshire to more of an arts and tourism economy.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, so I'll tell you what we'll do. It's we got a half hour for this show. So what we'll do is we'll start off. We're going to play you a tune from each of the headliners. So we'll start off with the headliner for Friday night, "Trampled by Turtles," and this tune is called "Midnight on the Interstate."
Late night, midnight on the interstate, and I didn't feel so great until I saw the city, and I was younger and open like a child. Man, it's been a while since I felt that way. More and more I hesitate, 'cause I don't know. Happy birthday, you didn't want to celebrate, and I was an hour late, and you fell apart, mostly sober. Sometimes change my mind, and I don't have the time, but we never do. Love and love and nothing else is all I need. We'll be right back.
Trampled by Turtles with Midnight on the Interstate here on WJJW. Trampled by Turtles, of course, is a band that will be playing at Fresh Grass this Friday. They are the headlining act. And joining me in the studio is WJJW advisor Jim Nabalski. Jim, what else is happening on Friday?
Well, Friday at Mass Mocha, the other bands featured will be Yonder Mountain String Band, Della May, the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. I've heard good things about them. The Berklee School of Music always has a music program. They'll be doing that all weekend. And a band called The Lonesome Days.
They're so, very good.
Are they?
Yes.
Good. I'm looking forward to
It's weird that I actually know probably more about one of the opening acts than I do the actual headliner for Friday.
Okay. And, you know, keep in mind, too, that obviously somebody has to choose who's playing when and X and so forth. But, you know, I have never... I've been to Fresh Grass three times now, and I've never been disappointed by any band I saw any time of day or night. I mean, it's just, it's all top shelf. And also the beauty about it is, at any given time, especially in the late afternoon to early evening hours, there's no less than three stages operating at once. So that's the, you know, and each stage is bigger and bigger. Like you have, you know, you have Courtyard B, I think it's B or D, whatever it is. That has a fair amount of room. Then, of course, Joe's Field is that big sweeping lawn. So it's just terrific. So on Saturday, the headliner will be Flogging Molly. They'll be the last to play, and I'm told that they're going to play in the courtyard, but I'm not 100% sure about that. But the Indigo Girls will play before them. And let's hear a tune by them. And they'll be playing at Joe's Field, probably sometime early in the evening. But.
So coming up next, we have Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls. This is WJJW. Thank you for listening.
Best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all, yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. And I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah. Closer I am to find, yeah. I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend. I will go
up with a headache like my head against a board. Twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before. And I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. Then we go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible, we go through the workout, we read up on revival, we stand up for the lookout. There's more than one answer to these questions pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Closer I am to find. Yeah.
Indigo Girls, Closer to Find. They are one of the headlining acts on Saturday at Freshgrass. Before we continue with our preview of Freshgrass, I just want to give a reminder that at 8 o'clock p.m., WJJW is having our introductory meeting of the year in Campus Center, room 324A. So if you are interested in being a part of one of the best mediums out there, which of course is college radio, please drop by and visit. And still with me is Jim.
Hey, Jake. So, hey, Jake, so what we got going else on Saturday is we got Flogging Molly. We'll hear a tune from them in a minute. They're the end of the night band, so to speak. But the lineup on Saturday is incredible. Bella Fleck, Rannon Giddens, Steep Canyon Rangers, The Mammals, Daryl Anger and Friends, Molsky's Mountain Drifters, Upstate, Emily Keener, Berkeley American Roots Music Program, Andrew Voits, Jeb Barry, and the Pawn Shop Saints. Some of these names are cool. Let's see, Cradle Switch, Duo Eamon, Mama's Marmalade, Pine Drop. And what I'm really looking forward to is every year, Allison Brown, who's playing on Sunday with her band, leads a bluegrass tribute to a certain group or artist. Last year they did the Allman Brothers in honor of Greg Allman dying, and that was terrific. Of course, I love the Allman Brothers. So, but this year, they're doing the Grateful Dead, and if we have time before 8 o'clock, we'll play a Dead song that more than likely they'll play. But first, let's hear from Flogging Molly. What do we got there?
We have Drunken Lullaby.
All right, then let's go drink it and fall asleep.
Take a life for hateful lies to glisten once again.
Well, that was Flogging Molly with Drunken Lullabies. Boy, I got dizzy just listening to that song, never mind dancing to it. Pretty hoppy tune, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, it's better to drink and fall asleep than it is to get behind the wheel of a car.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's not do that at all. Okay. So, let's move on to Sunday. Another good lineup. We'll get to the headliner in a minute. I'm With Her, Alton, Keith Little, and Molly Tuttle, Allison Brown, the Brother Brothers, Anna and Elizabeth, Layla McCullough, Emil Matluthi, oh, I butchered that one, Twisted Pine, and a few more, including Common Folk Jam. Now, Common Folk is a group of artists in North Adams, composed of a lot of students, both current and former, I believe, and they do they play around the area quite a bit, and they'll be playing on Sunday afternoon. And also a MCA alum who's played on campus before, he's played on JJW's concerts.
He played in our very first Downtown Sound.
That's right. Izzy Heltai, and he'll be playing Sunday afternoon. We also have the Ramblin' Jug Stompers, and there's a live music set to a silent film. So Sunday will be a great day as well. Why don't we hear? You have Izzy all queued up there.
I have Izzy with Down to the River.
There's a wind down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down. Let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Mama told me something that I just don't mind. She is the river and I am the tide, bringing in the sailors from far overseas. My mother tells me stories that I just can't believe. But oh, sinners, let's go down. Let's go down, oh, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Mama don't know what she means to me. Her voice is in my head when I fall asleep, singing me songs until the dawn does break. My mother is the reason for the music that I make. But oh, sinners, let's go down. Let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Mama raised me up to be big and strong, to always keep on walking when the road is long. And when I told my mother I'm a rambling man, she said, boy, keep on walking now as long as you can. Cause oh, sinners, let's go down. Let's go down, oh, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Oh, sinners, let's go down. Let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. My daddy's dead and gone, and my sister's all gone wrong. My mother knew what I've been through, would tell me who I'd become. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down. Let's go down, oh, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, and down in the river to pray.
Is a wind down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
Izzy Helltie and Down to the River here on WJJW. And joining me for the final couple minutes of our Fresh Grass preview is Jim.
Hey, so we're getting close to 8 o'clock to wrap this up. Again, Fresh Grass happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Mass Mocha in downtown North Adams. A great festival, some amazing music. Lots of good food and vendors, and it's just a really great time. Get your tickets either online or go down to the box office. There are student discounts, and it'll be a great time for everyone who attends. We'll leave you with a cut from Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder, who will be the headliner on Sunday night. And what do we got queued up for?
We got Little Maggie, and stick around for 8 o'clock because we have the Country Collection with the wonderful Sim Kerr also coming up.
All right, thanks for listening. Thank you.